This is HPR episode 2204 entitled, Maskan. It is hosted by Operat Zero R and is about 8 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Maskan for the 10.omg.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
So I wanted to do another quick web episode. This one's going to be my experiences with Vulnerability Scanner and how I'm using Maskan to speed up that Vulnerability Scanner. I'm not going to name the name of the commercial product. I think it's what I'm using for work. The problem is that nobody has assessed technically this product. So in the way we're using it, so I'm not blaming the vendor, so that's why I'm not calling them out. They may find a way to help us make this work. So let me first by having said we were taking a while to do scans. Sometimes to do like a discovery scan, it was taking us, you know, a week or 8 days or something of after hour scans. And I started noticing once that was done, then we would do a vulnerability scan. So essentially what we were doing was two scans, and that was starting to not make any sense, right? So I started looking more into the product and how it works. It uses Nmap to do its discovery, and there's some throttling and all that stuff that you can set up on the front end. But it was still taking a very long time to scan a 10-dot, the entire 10-dot internally. We're locating and putting the things and load balancing and all that stuff. But what I was trying to do was improve that discovery phase and make it faster. So what I'll do is kind of go over how I approached Maskan. It's basically essentially just faster than Nmap. It's you can read about how it works, but essentially it's faster, and it's almost a DDoS tool when it comes down to it. See if I can find my issue. So I had an issue first around sharding. So within Maskan, you can do a command called sharding and split it up. So if you have, essentially, we have 9 scanners, we can split that up in between all 9 scanners. So you can say shard 1 of 9, 2 of 9, 3 of 9, 4 of 9. And it, in theory, is supposed to chop the job up. But I started seeing duplicates inside of multiple different scans from different scanners. So what I really ended up doing was splitting it myself. So if you do the dash S and then capital L with Maskan, and then do your range, and you can output that to a file. Excuse me, and it will. And then you can use the split command to split it into what I have here is roughly a million lines each. Or roughly 2 million lines each for like 8 scanners or 8-9 scanners. So with that said, I had 9 split up 10-dot ranges, random also. I shuffled them so that way we weren't running scans across, you know, the same network from 9 scanners at once. So essentially what I was able to do was get the 6-day or 8-day scan discovery scans down to almost more or less the same exact port checks and ping ICMP checks it has. I got those down to an hour or a little less than an hour. So what took Nmap and a couple of scanners a week, I got 9 systems, which weren't even scanners, some of them were engine consoles and all that stuff. I just took the 9 commercial boxes and had them all doing the discovery wear, because it's not a big, it's not a CPU really intensive thing, unless you're doing crazy speeds. So I had kind of the top ports, which you can get out of Nmap. If you run a top ports in Nmap, it'll dump out the top ports that it uses in the XML file. You can just drag and drop those straight into Maskin. So I've got like the top, whatever, it looks like 20 ports. And then the rate I have is 14.114 for whatever reason, was kind of the same, around the same speed that the current scanners are using. I did --open, which only shows open. I did exclude file, and we have a blacklist of ranges within our corporation that we don't want to scan. And then I said --ping, which ping, ICMP ping the range, and the port number is 0 in the XML dump. And then your my destination, and --o(X), and the XML file. From what I can tell, there's only XML output, which is essentially grabbable output. It's not complicated XML, as far as I can tell, unless you get into banner grabbing and all that, which, from what I understand, is kind of limited. So anyways, the idea there is now I'm feeding that into the API, and I'm eventually going to break it up into like 10,000 chunks or something like that, so we're not scanning hundreds of thousands of systems at a time, and then if it works, but we'll essentially get there. So with that said, some other things I came across, obviously, are load balancers, or misconfigured firewalls, or when you're traversing different networks, sometimes everything will be open. I'm going to add notes for that section to help you essentially do some math on the subnets that come out of the scans and say, okay, 10.8 has every single port open on 15 through 47. So you know to do a deeper dive into those ranges, or work with the networking team to figure out why those packets are being filtered right through SYN scans. So it's kind of that'll kind of help you out. They were originally doing full blown connect scans to help get around some of that, and that's why it was taking so long to do the scans, because they were doing full blown connect scans. And I think, I haven't done any testing, but I think even then that might have posed some issues. So the idea is there that you can't just aim a scanner at your network and go. You need to do intelligent fingerprinting and understand where the load balancers are, what ports you need to allow or disallow. Maybe printers you need to exclude because random pieces of paper started printing out. You wanna find those weird spots in the network and make sure you have visibility. There's little to no expectation of just dropping a scanner in and doing a discovery scan and then leaving it at that. You need to understand the network and make sure that you're where you're supposed to be and you can get to what you're supposed to get. And that's a hard part of it. Other than that, I feel like you can use SSH keys to do batch programming on all 9 systems at once. Write little bash scripts. I might make some of that available for you guys, as far as showing the results or running a bunch of commands on the same system, on a bunch of systems. I think that pretty much is where I'm at now. Eventually we're going to try and tweak the commercial scanners to be at that fast or faster, but I doubt they're going to get as fast as Maskin. Anyways, if you want to contribute, feel free to grab your phone and record something, and you can even send it over and I'll do noise reduction on it. But have a good one.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.